Chapter 12. At the Airport. Detective Potter drove Jay and Jill to the airport. He stopped at the doors of the airport terminal.
"You two go in," said the detective. "I'll park the car and then I'll meet you in the security queue.
I'll come and stand behind you in the queue.
See you in a few minutes."
When Jay and Jill walked through the terminal, people looked at them. "So, now I'm a celebrity," Jay thought, smiling at the people. "I like all this attention." Jill walked and smiled calmly, looking for the correct queue. A teenager with a pen and paper came to them.
"Aren't you Jill and Carsten?" she asked. "Can I have your autographs?"
Jill took the girl's pen and paper, wrote a few words, and signed her name. Then she said,
"I'm sorry. Carsten can't give his autograph. He's hurt his arm."
4 times people stopped them and asked for autographs. Then, finally, Jill saw the correct queue.
"Here it is," she said. "But why is the queue so long? It isn't usually as long as this."
Jay and Jill stood in the queue. Jill spoke to a woman in front of her.
"Why is this queue so long?" she asked. "There's a security alert," said the woman, "so they're checking everybody's bags today. But more security guards have just come to help, so the queue should move more quickly now."
Jay said to Jill, "Did you hear that? They're checking everybody's bags. I hope Detective Potter gets here quickly." The queue became shorter, and Jay and Jill moved closer and closer to the security guards. Detective Potter still didn't arrive.
"Where is he?"
Jay asked Jill. They both looked nervously at the people in the queue behind them, hoping Detective Potter was there. Then they looked in front of them. The security guards were examining articles from people's bags.
"I've got an idea," said Jill. "Let's move to the end of the queue. Then we'll have more time."
10 minutes passed, and the detective still wasn't there.
"What's happened to Detective Potter?" asked Jay. "This is terrible. Why didn't we all come into the terminal together?"
Jay and Jill went to the end of the queue again. They looked around the terminal. They couldn't see Detective Potter anywhere.
"What's happened to him?" asked Jill. "Soon it will be too late."
Once again, Jay and Jill came very close to the security guards. Once again, they moved to the end of the queue. Detective Potter still wasn't there. Soon, there were no more people in the queue. Jill and Jay had to open their bags and show the articles to the security guard. Jill took the articles from her bag first. The security guard picked up some makeup, opened the bottle, examined the makeup carefully, and then put it down again. Jill took her things, put them in her bag, and waited for Jay.
"You can get on the plane, madam," said the guard.
"We're travelling together," said Jill, indicating Jay. "I'll wait for my friend."
"Okay. Please take your things out of your bag, sir," said the guard to Jay.
Okay. But we're waiting for someone," said Jay nervously.
"You're the last person in the queue," said the guard. "If there is another person with you, he'll have to come quickly."
Slowly, Jay took the articles from his bag. The guard watched Jay carefully.
"Why is he nervous?" he thought.
Jay took the jewellery box from his bag. The guard took the box from Jay.
"What's this?" he asked, opening it. "What have we got here?"
The guard looked at Jay.
Come with me, young man, he said severely.
Suddenly, Detective Potter arrived, showing his detective's card.
I'm a detective, he said. This young man is with me. I take responsibility for him.
And he explained the situation to the security guard. Jay, Jill, and Detective Potter moved away from the security guards.
Where were you?
Jay asked the detective while they were walking to the plane.
I'm sorry, Jay,
said Detective Potter.
I got trapped in a lift. I had to wait until someone arrived to let me out.
Now, listen, Jay, continued the detective. Jill will explain the details during the flight to Paris. In Paris, policemen will follow you, but they won't have uniforms. They'll wear normal clothes. They'll watch you. They'll be ready to catch the leader of the group of jewellery thieves after he pays you for the jewellery. But you don't have to do anything special. Just be natural. Be Carsten Peters.
Detective Potter shook Jay's hand.
Get on the plane, he said. You can remove the bandage from your arm now. Good luck, Jay, and thank you.